Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Be More Productive in 5 Minutes. I'm your host, Mr. Work Smarter. I have just arrived from New York City, back in LA now. It feels good. Obviously, the weather's better, so I can't complain about that. But I love New York City. It reminds me of London. But during that time, I encountered a few incidents. I wouldn't even call it incidents, to be honest. It was just a few things that, you know, when you reflect on life and it reminds you of life values and principles that I live by. So one being, as you always do, you go to places and then I would hold a door for people, and in most cases people say thank you, but for whatever reason this time when I was in New York City, a number of people would just walk by and they can clearly see that I've opened a door and I've held it for them, stay there longer than usual just to make sure that they can go through, and they haven't said thank you. And it made me think, why am I holding the door? And at the same time, I was like, okay, I'm not going to, like, the initial reaction was, I'm never going to hold a door for anyone again. But I was like, why would I now change my values and principles because of a bad experience? And today, I want to remind people that if something doesn't happen, or if you have an expectation and someone doesn't deliver, or it doesn't, you know what I mean, the outcome's not what you expect, don't let that ever stop you from being who you are and staying true to yourself. And I think that's a very important lesson to live by, because, for example, someone sneezes and you say thank you. I mean, you say bless you and they don't say thank you, or you know, they don't respond. Like, does that mean you should stop saying thank you? I feel like we should have certain behaviors and manners in lives that we should live by, and rules that we conduct ourselves by. And because we have bad experiences doesn't mean the world's a bad place. We should learn to spread positive energy in that word. And it starts with you. And the problem is that too many people are giving up on the world. And I get it. It's hard because there's so many negativity going in this world. But you can kickstart that domino effect to make a difference. And today I want to remind the world that the world is a beautiful place, and that we need to be leaders, not be sheep, and we should not react. We should be proactive. And if we see something, even if you see something that's wrong and you don't believe in, like, speak to them, communicate with that person, because maybe they haven't grown up in the environment that you've grown up in, and they had different experiences. And just for you, your teachings, they could learn something new and apply the same principles and values that you live by to the world. So today, in the future, if someone doesn't say thank you when you hold the door for them, if someone doesn't say thank you when you see them struggling with their bags and you help them, if you see someone sneezing, or they're drunk and you help them and they don't, obviously, as you know, someone's drunk, they clearly are not going to be in the right state of mind, so they can't say thank you. But listen, just do good. And today's all about reminding yourself that, listen, let's put out good in this world. And let's hopefully, create a buzz and a positive domino effect. Love you all, and take care, and remember to work smarter.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.